headbutting and punching his face. That's the life for a little 9-year-old Oisin Curry from Coleraine, who has autism and severe learning disabilities. Oisin has to wear a special helmet as he often hits his head against walls and windows. He goes to Sandleford School, but last Friday, Oisin's family were told that a special team that his school has and they can call on to help Oisin is being cut. Martin Curry is Oisin's dad. Good morning, Martin.
Morning, Willie.
First of all, so we have an understanding of the family, of you and of Oisin. Tell us a bit about him.
Well, Oisin's 9. When Oisin was 3, Oisin was diagnosed with a Sotos syndrome, which is basically like a growth defect, which affects, you know, he had a kidney problem, he had a heart problem. But then when he was 4, Oisin was also diagnosed with autism. So, Oisin's, you know, great child. But, you know, he has severe learning difficulties. He's almost no speech, and then he attends special school.
And in terms of his physical abilities, is he able to walk okay?
Can
he be left
Oisin,
on his own?
Oisin can walk. Oisin can, you know, feed himself. He can do a lot of stuff, you know, but just no speech. And just the behavioural say, you know, he's going through a hard time at the minute at school now, his last 5 or 6 months.
It says in terms of when he's headbutting walls and windows.
Well,
what leads to that?
When Oisin's not going through the, you know, taking these wee meltdowns, you know, Oisin, you know, Oisin's a joy. You know, you wouldn't know Oisin's in our house, but when, you know, when he gets into these meltdowns now, it's a struggle. Now, his last 3 or 4 months at school, he was doing this where he was, you know, Oisin will ball his fists and he'll drive his fists into his eyes, you know, and, or maybe he'll, you know, he'll headbutt the floor when he is in a meltdown mode. So, you know, what happens then in that case is, I mean, Oisin was referred to the special behavioural team based in the Braid Valley Hospital in Ballymena, and that's where the school would refer Oisin. So the school came in 4 weeks ago, the team came in 4 weeks ago, the special behavioural team, and what they do is they set up various strategies. So what they did was they got Oisin a special helmet, they started intense work with him, they arranged one-on-one with Oisin at all times. Oisin was struggling at home in the school, so what they did was they arranged a taxi, just himself, and an occupational therapist. So, you know, things was in place, things was, you know, moving along, and the team was, and the school were superb. But then last Friday we got a phone call just to say that there has been an urgent withdrawal, and that's what's happening from all schools for this special behavioural team.
As a parent, Martin, when you're obviously you want to protect your kid, you're, you know, regardless of what age they are, but when you're watching your son have one of these meltdowns, you must feel completely helpless.
Well, me and my wife, you know, the way I deal with it personally, you know, Geraldine's very good, she's strong. I mean, I kind of take myself away from that situation. I'm there, but I'm not, and you know, I just do my best for her.
What do you mean, Martin?
Well, you know, anybody out there, I mean, there's thousands of parents out there with disabled children, autism and stuff in this country. You know, to watch your son go through that, you know, to self-harm, to headbutt the floor, to punch his eyes, you know. I mean, Oisin works in visual, so if anything happened to Oisin's eyes, it's not worth thinking about. You know, it's just, I take myself away from the situation. Well, I deal with it, you know, as calmly as I can, and I deal with it as best I can, but I take myself out of that situation, because if I was to start thinking about, you know, what he's doing to himself, you know, you would just, you know, you just have to be strong. Deal with it.
So this help that you were getting, Martin, then was just life-changing?
It was the team was superb. You know, they'd have been on the phone. They, as I say, all them things they did in school, they came in 4 weeks ago, they came in and they helped the school, they helped the teachers, they advise. You know, when Oisin gets into these meltdowns, right, I mean, they do what they say. They're a special behavioural team. They're learned in that, they're trained in that. So they're there and they've been great. Whenever we got the phone call then last Friday, I started to make a line of calls, and you know, it was just like silence. Nobody knew. Nobody. There was rumours of funding. There was rumours of this. But you know, at the end of the day, I don't know what has come back. You know, you just might have more than I will. But you know, the statement. I know what the statement will say. The statement will say whatever reason funding, and that Oisin's needs have been all met at the school. Well, yes, from an educational point of view, that is correct. But from a health point of view, a special behavioural team is vital to the school, to the parents, and to Oisin.
Well, Martin, I can read you some of these statements. This is a joint statement, actually, from the Education Authority and the Northern Trust. They say, due to reduced levels of education staffing in the behaviour support service at present, it has been necessary to temporarily withdraw service to schools in the northeastern area. The service regrets that it has to take this action. Just so we have it right in our head, Martin, these services, they were first offered, is it 4 weeks ago?
No. Well, this actual service in these schools now, somebody may correct me on this, but I've been told this has been going on for 9 or 10 years when these special schools are having trouble with children.
Before Oisin?
For Oisin, sorry. Yes, Oisin's had this for 3 to 4 weeks, this team's with him.
Because the question you would automatically think then is why it's only a matter of weeks ago, let's say a month ago, why is it so short-sighted? Why offer the service in the first place just to then withdraw it? Show that chink of light, that help, that support that you so desperately need and Oisin needs. Because obviously school is important to any youngster, but especially someone like Oisin. So give you that hope and then to withdraw it within a matter of days almost.
I don't know. You know, I mean, that statement there, I mean, to me, the most important word in that statement is the temporary. See, temporary, temporary is a word that the most or some autistic children, I mean, they don't understand that word. You know, and well, I don't want to get into it again, but I mean, to me, that's a pathetic statement. You know, that's...
Well, the statement goes on to say, however, it has prioritised the continuation of services to children and their parents within their own homes. So are you still receiving help at home?
Yes, and I made that clear in my email, but I want to make a point on that, and I know that you just said that. See, at home, it's a phone call or something like that. The most important place for this behavioural team is in the school where that child is most of its day. This is where the child is pushed to do things. This is where the meltdowns mostly occur.
Yeah, and you're not there.
Well, I mean, the classroom assistant is there one-on-one with Oisin.
But, of course, I guess what I mean is at home, then most of the time there will be one, if not both, parents there to keep an eye on Oisin and to help, whereas if...
Well, the first thing that happens is at home, you know, Oisin, if he goes into these meltdowns for whatever reason or whatever happens, we're both there, we work, we get the helmet on. You know, that statement where it says, you know, the support is still there at home on the end of the phone, the most important place is in the school where he spends all day. And not just Oisin, other children, I mean, I don't want to speak for children, but there's a child who's been referred. What happens to that child now? We're lucky, we've got 3 or 4 weeks of this, we've got things in place, but we're only halfway there with Oisin. This, you know, it's vital that this team, that's this special behavioural team, is in the school to support them, the parents, and most importantly, the child in the school environment, not at home, not on the phone, not an email, in the school.
The statement does say, Martin, that this is a temporary withdrawal. Are you hopeful that it will return?
Well, I mean, you know, in the country at the minute, you know, there's all sorts of money being allocated to various projects. I know, surely in this day and age, you know, that there's money there for, you know, to get this on the ball, get it moving, that this team can go back and, you know, ASAP. As I said again, temporary is the big word in that statement.
Yeah.
The autistic child doesn't understand the word temporary. You know, if it's
but are you hopeful, Martin, do you think that this will come back, or do you think end and it will be pushing,
I
kicking the ball
really
down the street?
Well, I mean, I wasn't really going to be a great person for public, you know, but I had no option. I had to go and get this out to the public that, I mean, you know, something has to be done about this. I mean, these are special needs children.
So, Martin, if the people that are the person that makes these decisions is listening today, tell them why this is so important to you and why they need to reverse this and take the temporary out of that statement and reinstate it straight away.
This special behavioural team has to be in the schools from Monday on, back on. You know, it's because of the support they give the school, they give the teachers, but most importantly, the child. Again, an email or support at home, you know, the parents are at home, they know they deal with the child, they know what ways or wee ways are working with them. From 9 o'clock to 3 in the day, this team has to be with these children, not just Oisin, because there's going to be more children coming down the line in the winter months' time or a winter year's time where they'll need this special behavioural team referral, and there's not going to be there. And to me, you know, they have to, it's a disgrace, total disgrace.
What effect is this having on you and the rest of the family, Martin?
No, well, Oisin's got two other brothers and, you know, my wife, Geraldine, you know, we're strong. We just got on with each day. You know, Oisin's Oisin. We just got on with it. You know, but as I say, we can deal with Oisin, you know, the weekend. We just have our normal weekend, normal family. But in school, you know, he needs that team. You know, not all the time. I don't want that team all the time. Just the way they were doing. The team would have come in on Monday, maybe on a Wednesday, Friday, right, what's happening, right, what they're trying this, you know, to the teacher and the teachers, you know, everybody's devastated they don't have that support now. They'll do wee things, they'll do wee strategies, right, try this, there's the helmet, try the, you know, they do all this, and now this is gone.
There will be many, Martin, that will be listening to you this morning and saying, is there much more, any more of a group that is more vulnerable than young people, than children, and children with autism and with severe learning disabilities? Surely, in terms of prioritising funding and staffing, then they should be pretty near the top.
Well, then, the reason I tried for 2 or 3 days to make calls, nobody could give me any answers. And I listened to the Nolan Show. May hear yourself and Stephen speaking about, you know, speaking up for the most vulnerable people in this country. Well, you don't get more vulnerable than a 9-year-old autistic child. I don't think maybe, you know.
I want to know what you
think. For autistic children.
Yeah, I want to know what you think at home this morning. Jan, go ahead.
I was going to say, Stephen, Vinette, I never heard anything like that in my life. I just think it's so ridiculous. I know I am a person that has always worked with children when I was younger too, and I never stopped working with them. And that's my love of them. And the people who need that help should be getting it. And they're running giving money to things that has no business to have money. And they're giving money to stupid things. But that is the things there that money's needed to be pumped into. And the better, and I would say, they get that team back onto that school again. My goodness, I never heard anything like that in my life. What's wrong with this MPs and wherever that fella comes from? I didn't catch where he come from. But what are they doing for this fella? I mean, that wee child needs what it was getting. It needs it. Why don't they just carry on with what they were doing and stop messing about like that with a child's life? That's what you call messing about with a child's life. I mean, if somebody else messed about with a child's life, they would be in trouble for it. And there's the government messing about.
John, the statement we've got in here to the programme says that due to reduced levels of education staffing, so they're saying this is, to an extent, something out of their control.
That is just rubbish, pure rubbish, pure rubbish. There's people training up all the time for to look after children like that. What are they talking about? That's just pure rubbish. They don't want to spend the money on it, that's all. For goodness sake, as donkey's years as I was trained up about children and people. And for goodness sake, Billy, what's wrong with people? I don't know. I think that's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard in my life this morning. I never heard the like of it.
Okay.
And it's just time that they got their act together.
All right, John, thank you very much. Martin, let's see what happens now that this is out in the open and see if any other parents perhaps are experiencing something similar. 030 30 80 55. And perhaps, Martin, your words on the airwaves this morning will make a difference.
Well, hopefully, Ronnie, because, I mean, this has to be brought to public attention. This can't stand.
Okay, Martin, thank you very much.